Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do y'all want a da-da-da?
I have not a da with a da-da-da. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We could za enough to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive to da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're going to da-da-da.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You know, we can't all be flowery and complimentary and loving.
Jeff, that's a good point, Jeff. Maybe we should. Yeah, everybody's feeling good about it.
That's interesting, man.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm a baby face.
Oh, my God.
I'm the top baby face. Probably on KFH right now on the entire station.
That's just like your opinion, man.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
But I'm the judge.
I am the judge. Whether you're jury.
I hear ya.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Hello again, everyone. It is a Thursday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. The three-man booth for you this afternoon. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda in. And a somber day, obviously, for our city and really the whole country as a flight from, as you know, Wichita to Washington, D.C. collided with a helicopter last night, and all on board both aircraft were killed. And we're still piecing all of that together here close now to 20 hours later or so. I was sitting in my easy chair watching something, and got on Twitter, and they talked about this crash, and soon after they mentioned that the flight was from Wichita. I was in shock. I don't even think I moved for 3 hours. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it didn't really register with me at first when I read about it. It's just like, what? That doesn't make any sense. That's something that doesn't happen.
We haven't had an air fatality in this country since 2009 of an aircraft like that. 2009.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I was thinking, Wichita has had more than its share of air tragedies. Go back all the way to the 60s and the plane crash on North Pyatt that I remember. I was a young kid. I was actually, the Shockers had an afternoon game that day. Saturday afternoon, they played St. Louis at the Roundhouse, and they didn't cancel that game because the crash happened that morning, and St. Louis was here, and they didn't cancel the game. It went ahead as planned. And then you had, of course, the Wichita State football plane crash of 1970. So we've been, it's been a long time. I mean, it's been over a half century. But for this to happen to, and to strike so close to home to us is pretty sobering.
Yeah, I had actually family members from back home in Canada were texting me today saying that they were sitting watching it and couldn't believe it. And that they were all asking if they'd released any names. And, of course, I said, no, I hadn't heard anything yet. But, yeah, just a horrible, horrible event. I listened to it going into work this morning, and I just heard that there was a plane crash. And I came into the broadcast a little bit late, so I didn't even know it was from Wichita until partway through work when the guy started talking about it today.
You were probably in bed last night.
Oh, I was sleeping.
When this thing broke.
What time did it break?
It wasn't too late.
9 o'clock around.
No, it was earlier than that.
Well, that's kind of when it started to spread around. That's when I went to bed. And
I don't think so. I think it was earlier than that. It was earlier than that.
Well, the plane landed at 8. We're supposed to land at 8. That was the
Eastern time.
No, 8:57 Eastern. 7:57 here.
I would say, I don't have a clear grasp of anything from last night, but I think it was earlier.
Okay.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not worth arguing about.
That's why I'm not arguing.
But anyway, most of the people identified so far, most of them, we're here for the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, which makes me sick. What a great event that was for our community. It apparently drew huge crowds every night down at Intrust Bank Arena. The Wichita really got behind that thing, and so many nationally and internationally prominent figure skaters were here, and a bunch of them either stayed over or some new figure skaters came in for a training that was held earlier this week, and very difficult.
Yeah, that's a horrible part. It's all horrible, but to know that there were so many children, promising kids who you seem to probably have a future in what they were pursuing, really tragic, really horrible. It goes without saying, but yeah, it's just a brutal, brutal event.
And we're not gonna spend too much time on it. We're all very, very, very upset and sad, and we certainly it's hard to even know what to say. A tragedy like this rarely happens, and thank goodness. But our hearts go out to those, and we don't know who all was on the plane yet. That's all still to come. We're still trying to determine it. I can't imagine. You know, we have heroes in America, but can you even imagine being a first responder to something like that and being in that mode where you have to go down and try to save anybody who can be saved, and no matter, disregard your personal safety, to do something like that and to be on those front lines, just amazing to me.
Well, the other thing with something like that and first responders is they know that they're probably not going to find anybody that's alive. That would be, I think, tougher than they're saying they're going out for a rescue, but it's pretty evident that it's going to be unfortunate that there's probably not going to be any.
Yeah, they probably had more information. You know, at first, somebody reported that there were 4 people pulled from the water who were still alive. This is the problem with the way media works nowadays. There's really no media. There's no media, but everybody's media. Does that make any sense?
A little bit, yeah.
So there's a report that, well, there's 4 people pulled out of the water, and of course that didn't prove to be true. And anyway.
Just weird how that gets legs. Something that's patently false.
Well, because we want to believe in something good.
I know, but
well, also the part of the problem is that if somebody says it, a bunch of people run with it, and then a bunch of people run with it, and then the people that they know run with it, and it's like a snowball effect. And they don't even know if it's right, but they just grab something and run with it.
We don't wait for the details. Starting at the very top, by the way. And if you want to know what the very top is, you know what I mean. All right, I started to give our phone number, but that's futile. I can't break my old habits. By the way, we have today, tomorrow, and then all of next week for this show, after which we'll be signing off. Next Friday's show will be a special one from 2 to 6. Live from the East Wichita studio. So you're welcome to.
You guys are putting in some time.
We're gonna go a 4-hour live show for our last hurrah.
Who are we, Jim Rome? My goodness,
it's gonna be unbelievable. We'll get what's the guy he has on the sport the head guy? What's his name?
What are you talking about? Big Head Betts.
Yeah, Big Head Betts. We'll get him on.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Fantastic.
Actually, Jim Rome and I are feuding at the moment.
Is that right?
Wow.
Does he know that?
I didn't know that you guys talked that often.
Yeah, you know.
Oh. But you took his time slot for next Friday?
Yeah. That's my little way of... There you go, Jimmy.
That's your pardoning goodbye?
Right.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Yeah. So we'll do that. Shockers last night. I didn't want to watch, but it got close, and my wife, she can't stand to watch them lose, but we tuned over, and they were in a battle, I guess, but you never really felt like they lost to North Texas. They're now 1-7 in the American Athletic Conference. They're barely now keeping their heads above water at 11-10, so they're still over 500 overall, but they've lost. They have 10 games left, and they have there's no interest.
None.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's just none. I mean, we've talked about them. We talked about them earlier. And I know Jeff and I, when we were doing a show, we're like, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see because it didn't feel right. But what do we know? And here we are, 11-10, 1-7 in the conference, and nobody cares. That's just terrible.
Well, they haven't given us. There's no reason to care.
There's nothing there. And like we've talked about for years now, next year not going to know anybody again. So where are you? Where are you as a program?
Well, I hope they play some of these younger guys. We talked about that, but they didn't yesterday.
Not one for 1 minute. It was the same guys. They shot poorly. I guess they defended well. If that's something you want to hang your hat on.
They did okay. They're not aesthetically pleasing to watch. And it's just not coming together. They're just not there's nothing there.
Can't believe they went with the same guys. Like, just give something else a chance. I realize they were in the game. You probably, these are the guys we've gone with. We're going to continue to roll with them, come hell or high water. But good grief.
But at what point?
1-7.
At what point, why do you not play the younger guys?
I don't know. There's no reason.
And then maybe have a chance to keep those guys. Because what are those guys thinking to themselves? Oh, well, they're going to get another bunch of older guys next year, and I'm going to be sitting on the bench again. I might as well leave, too.
Why not
see what these younger guys can do, and maybe you can keep a few of them?
Yeah, we're this bad, and we can't even get on the court? What does that mean about us?
Quincy Ballard, I'm going to give it up. I love the guy. Not going to make any bones about it.
Not a good shooting night for him.
Well, Quincy Ballard was 4 of 6.
Or Quincy was. But I think it was Bell.
He had 13 rebounds, 6 block shots. For the year, let me see if we got this updated. For the year now, he's shooting 77% from the field, but only averaging 6 shots per game.
That's kind of damning. I know that what you think is that, we got to get this guy the ball more. But if he's shooting 77%, that means he's not taking any tough shots. He's not really posting up. He's not backing anybody down. He's just kind of doing dirty work, grabbing rebounds and putting the ball back.
Well, let's see what he can do. Let's see what he can do.
I agree.
Do I need Xavier Bell to go 4-17?
No.
Listen, Xavier, I love you, but don't shoot. When it's not happening for you, he and Hill took 31 shots combined.
And made 9.
Of the 50 the team shot. Give me a break. Those are perimeter players. What are you doing in the paint? No. You can't win like this.
No, they're not winning. So.
31 shots of 50 taken by two players.
Yeah, that's not a recipe for winning.
Who were a combined
would completely agree with that.
9 of 31, including 2 of 10 from the three-point line. Does that make any sense to anyone?
No. None. Zero.
Doesn't to me.
Pass the ball.
If this is what you got and these guys can't do it, you got to tell yourself, we don't have very good players, so I'm going to give some of these other guys a shot, see what we can do.
Well, you're already 21 games in. You got, what, 10 games left?
Drives me nuts.
I mean, I don't think this team where it's at is going to make a run in the conference tournament. Why not take a look at the younger guys?
And look what K-State has done. They've kind of revamped what they're...
Oh, my thunder. I'm getting ready to go to K-State.
Well, they've kind of revamped what they do what we're doing is not working. Let's try something else.
Well, let's not get too excited.
Well, they've got two...
Oklahoma State's horrible.
Okay, but they have two blowout victories in a row.
West Virginia, that's a good win. Let's see what they do at Iowa State coming up Saturday.
Don't you feel a lot more hopeful that they can... Make a game of that?
What would you make that line?
6.5?
Oh, God.
I was going to say 12.
Hey, baby, how much?
7.5?
Let's go to the bank.
What is the line? I don't know.
Well, it's not. No, I would have said like 12.5.
I just said 10, 10.5. Let's go to the bank.
I don't know what line. I'm not good at lines, especially in college basketball.
Well, you're good at knowing who's good.
Right. But
Iowa State at home?
I'm
6.5?
I'm more of
Kansas State.
Can I put
your house up and you can pay for everything you want done.
I'm more of like an NFL lines guy. Not that I'm good at predicting, but that's what I'm used to because they're all NFL teams. You don't see crazy lines.
Weren't you our FanDuel guy?
He was the guy.
We don't talk about an organization that has abandoned us.
But you at one time weren't you considered the expert?
Expert on what?
Lines and
no. All I was a pretty face and a charming voice to allow people. If this guy is endorsing this, it must be good. And the signups for the promo code Lutes, I heard, were in the 7 digits.
Yeah,
if you add 4, 5, 6
decimals.
I can't wait
now to see what the line is on K-State Iowa State. I would set it at 11. And I think 12.5 is very reasonable.
That's what I would say.
Is there a future, Mr. Gambler?
In what?
A future line on that.
Yeah,
it's
Back to the Future. It's 7.5.
No, it isn't. Look it up.
I don't know.
They won't be up yet.
They always have these future lines, don't they?
No, not in all the games.
Well, they do in football.
Well, some of the football's different though. Usually basketball they don't because, you know, basketball, I mean, guys aren't going to play that night because they got to take rest days. So they very rarely will throw those out there too far.
Yeah.
You never know who's going to play, which is sad in itself.
I have some
breaking news.
Bad news for you.
Uh-oh. Does this involve the Cardinals?
No, this involves...
This is the line? Is it out?
I don't know.
This involves the line?
Let me see. I'll go try to find it.
What
does that say right there?
7.5. Oh, God, it'll be all over that. I'm going to the...
What'd I say, bruh?
I'm going to the casino.
6.5.
No, but I changed it to 7.5.
So what's that on?
I don't know. I just typed in K-State Iowa State basketball line, and it opened 7.5. That's what it says.
What's the website?
It isn't a website.
It's AI.
It's just one of those. It's not the AI thing. It just has a line.
So just a line popped up. No website you can go to.
Vegas Insider.
I got nothing. None of the...
Well, I'll take that all day long.
-7.5 it opened.
Well, if that's the what line...
Am I a genius? FanDuel.com/Lutes.
If I'm... if that's the line come Saturday morning...
I'll pick you
I'll
up.
I'll put my house on the market.
We'll go down and we'll go down to the casino and give them give them some slips, pink slips to the cars, everything.
I'm a pretty smart guy though. When it comes right down to it,
I guarantee you that when the real line comes out, I don't know what that was.
VegasInsider.com.
That is ridiculous.
There's an 8.5 in there from somebody.
Yeah, from somebody.
Bet 36.
Probably somebody like you. Hey, Vegas Insider, I'd like to put a line on it.
DraftKings has it at minus.
I'll go 7.5.
DraftKings has it at -8. FanDuel has 7.5.
I can't even find it on here.
Hard Rock has 18.5. What?
It's not even on. I don't
DraftKings
even have it.
8. Bet 365, 8.
Well, I'll put it at 11.5. You want some of that?
How about 18.5?
No, 11.5. You want it?
Yeah.
$50.
I think you already owe me something for something.
What do you owe me? You owe me for the pizza to be delivered here on Royal Rumble night. What
for
was
what?
That bet?
I think you owe me.
What was the bet?
I have no idea.
Think about it.
I don't remember.
Neither of you know.
I don't have that kind of money.
Well, you bet. I'm willing to pay if I lost. You said I'll pay if I lose. What was that bet about?
I don't remember.
Well,
I'm sure.
Think about it during the break.
I'm sure
Maybe
Max
will
down.
Remember.
Max probably wrote it down. He writes down all this stuff.
We will take a break and come back. We've got 2 hours with you today here on the show. We look forward to it with Jason Duda in for the three-man booth. Stay with us.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, we are back. One and done. That's Avenging Annie from Andy Pratt. Ever heard of that song, Jeff? Avenging Annie.
Not that I know of.
I don't know that one.
Who hasn't heard that song?
I'm going to dispute Max's number three song of the day when we get to it. You ready for that? That'll be a fun one.
Yeah, well, I'll be the judge.
Right.
I'll decide.
Exactly.
That's
because
how it works.
There's no one here who knows more about music.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
So we got into the Shockers. K-State with a big win last night over Kansas State. I don't know what else. You know, the Shockers, in my radio career and my newspaper career, they gave me a lot of wind for my sail in my
good and bad
to talk about Wichita State basketball.
Mostly good.
Yeah, I covered them in there. I was a beat writer in the season they went to the Sweet 16 and beat Kansas down in New Orleans. And then I was a beat writer for 4 years in the early 90s when Shocker basketball was awful.
That's okay, though.
For that reason,
I got to meet and know Jamie Bluma, so that was a good time.
Well, I guess.
That was a good time in my life.
I don't think I saw him win more than two or three road games in that four-year span of time.
And maybe six or seven home games.
Well, they were a little better at home.
A little. They had some wins. Is that when they beat, like, Alabama or somebody in that?
No, that was a little before I took the beat. That was the John Cooper. That was when it looked – that was Mike Cohen's first year.
Yeah.
And they got a couple of back-to-back wins at home over Oklahoma State and Alabama, I think. But you're thinking, man, okay, this is gonna work out really well. Alabama at the time had Robert Horry and Latrell Sprewell on that team. So
that's not bad.
No, that's pretty good. So you're thinking, wow, we got something here. Yeah, they didn't.
No.
Oh well.
That's too bad. It happens. Anybody can beat anybody on any given night, right?
They had Robert Horry and Latrell Sprewell.
Now go check that because I know you're dying to.
I am.
That's why you want to know why I'm giving up the show.
It's because of that?
Yeah.
That's it right
there.
I got
a guy over here that it desperately wants me to be wrong.
No, I just...
Wimp Sanderson was the coach.
Hasn't changed in years.
You're making that a Whip Sanderson?
Wimp. W-I-M-P.
Even worse, not Whip. Wimp.
Wimp Sanderson was the coach. He used to wear
the assistant, Pokey McGaffigan?
He used to wear these colorful jackets, these plaid.
No, nobody cares about this anymore.
Jeff, when you are the only one laughing.
I mean, yeah, that would be hilarious.
Then
but
that doesn't work.
In fact, there are two of us.
Were you laughing or out of... You thought that was funny?
Yeah.
Really?
Pokey McGaffigan.
Well, that's typical. Dude is going to think stuff like that's
funny. I bet
funny.
Max loved it, too.
Pokey
in fact,
McGaffigan.
I know he did.
All right, what do we have? What do you have?
What do you think? That was probably 90, 91. Yeah, Robert Horry. They had four eventual
Let's
NBA
look
players.
At him. Now he's, oh, my dad didn't know enough. They had four.
Who'd they have?
James Robinson, Robert Horry, Latrell Sprewell, and Marcus Webb.
Who was the coach?
You want to know who it was?
Yeah.
Wimp Sanderson. Here's his assistant.
Pretty
here's,
good,
here's
huh?
his staff.
I want to hear the rest of the staff.
Pokey McGillicuddy. I mean, McGaffigan. Clowney. Simpson. I don't know.
Should have just stopped. That's the
yeah,
main problem.
Yeah.
Just stopped.
See, you ruined it.
Yeah,
you're laughing like it's funny.
You had it going, funny. And I was with you, and then it was gone.
Why yeah, can't you sustain it?
I don't know.
You
I couldn't
know, you
think
had a
of...
good bit going, and then it just crashed and burned. Not a good thing.
Yeah, they went to the NCAA tournament that year. The next year, when they were seniors, so good for them.
They were pretty good in that at that time.
Who followed Wimp Sanderson as Alabama
oh, that's a
coach?
Great, I don't have a clue.
Who? David Hobbs.
Oh, I remember David Hobbs, but I would have never.
He was there for a
while. Never
little
known.
Bit.
He, yeah, he was.
Could
there.
You imagine if it would have been Pokey McGaffigan? Like, are you kidding?
That would have been great.
What's wrong with you?
Pokey had a nice run at Cincinnati State.
So this week with no football, as we and we're not going to make picks today. We might make them tomorrow. You good with that?
Doesn't matter to me.
Forgot to get the picks out. You're still clinging to a lead. And I mean clinging now, uh-huh, because you had an awful week.
I did.
And I had an 8-0 week, except I missed my bonus game. So I think you're up 15 or so still.
That's it? Good. At least it's close.
So we'll get to that.
But we'll never know who actually wins.
Oh, we'll know.
Oh, we'll know. It'll be Bob.
It'll be Bob, yeah, because yeah, no we'll show know. And you'll send something out on Facebook or
no, it'll
on
only
X
be me if I win.
And exactly.
And but, I feel like I got a good look at it.
And you will. I'm sure you will win.
Well, what?
I hope you
are
do.
Are you disputing last week's games?
No, I was awful.
Right.
And I'm okay with it.
You were -4.
Oh, I'm going to have to see some paperwork on that.
Not good.
Don't worry. After Thanksgiving, he'll pick
won,
it up.
I won 3 games.
No.
I well,
you
won.
Yeah, you won all your lower
Wichita
points.
Wichita State, Houston, and right, the one, over two. Of the running backs, which was 6. That's 9. And lost 10. It's -1.
Well, no, you're wrong. And I hate to be the bearer of bad
well,
news.
Yeah, but I'd like you to be the bearer of this news.
I don't think I have the sheet around.
Oh, it is. Interesting.
Nope, that's – yeah, here it is. You got Wichita State for 1, Houston for 2, the Washington-Philadelphia over for 3, and you missed
some. Oh, I'm thinking the wrong week.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so you're good.
How about an apology?
I said you're good. It's all right.
So you got your 1, 2, and your 3. And you miss the bonus.
Oh, I know that.
Does that add up?
So you got 6 points in the positive, 10 in the negative. What's that, Jeff? Do that quick math.
10 minus 4 minus 6 and a half.
And then times it by 0.64, and then you get it. That's all you got to do.
5.5.
4.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Sure.
That's good.
Here's where, you know, part of this, too, is you two clowns.
What happened?
When Duda gets around, you turn into clown number 3.
Yeah, I try to.
Why is that?
I don't know. I like having a little bit of an audience, and you don't think I'm funny, so I gotta throw stuff out. I got to try stuff. I got to, you know, be myself a little bit.
You're not yourself when it's just me here?
I mean,
you scare them.
It's a dog fight when you're here. When it's just the two of us, we gotta one up each other. When dude is here, it's like, we can let the guard down a little bit, have a little fun.
That's right. That's what I'm here for.
Well, but the,
and you're welcome,
have
everybody.
Two dummies.
You're welcome.
Is worse than having just one.
You'd rather have extra dummies? Actually, is that a shot against me?
I think today.
I think that was a been. Shot against
I think today,
me.
Maybe it.
Sounded like it. What do you think of Denise Neal's story about us that was unnecessary?
What?
What do you think of Denise Neal's story about us?
And then what was the last
That was
thing?
Unnecessary, but it was nice.
Why did you say it was unnecessary?
I don't know. I just never think of myself as, our radio show's done. That deserves a news story. I just...
Well, she's the one who decided it was newsworthy.
I know.
I don't know if it was newsworthy, but I appreciate her taking the time to write about it and letting a bigger segment of the population know what's going on. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, good stuff.
You do?
No, not at all. Just don't see myself in that light.
Well, nobody else does.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I don't even know what the light is, but I agree with Bob on this one.
Where any move I make is someone, that's news. No, it's just not.
Well, you're part of
it. I know.
News. What? You know what?
That it's mostly because of you, but still.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yes, you were.
I said you're part of the news.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean.
I'm just a guy over here riffing on the radio.
Just riffing on the radio.
That's all I am.
Really?
Yeah. Just riffing.
Well, what did the story seem to point out that you were more than that?
No, just saying.
So what's the problem with it?
There's no problem. I'm just saying I don't feel as though anything that I would ever do is newsworthy.
Well, I don't know that anything I would ever do would be newsworthy, although...
You two finally agree on something that makes sense. Good job.
I'm in more of a position to probably be newsworthy with League 42, right?
Of course.
But the newsworthiness of that was a statue theft, and I wouldn't want to go through that again.
Did you tell Denise to interview me?
No, I didn't.
That's what I thought.
Not at all.
That's what I thought.
Why did she say that?
No, but I just know. I just know that she wouldn't talk to me. She would talk to you and then be done with it.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Well, what did you tell her?
When I said, I think, Jeff's been a big part of this. Something like that.
Right.
And
you got a frog in your throat when you said it, so it's okay.
And I think I said it'd be probably good to get his thoughts. And she said, oh, yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, interesting. That's good stuff. Yeah, we had a nice little chat.
Well, how'd it go? She quoted you.
She did quote me. What did you think of that quote?
Well, I don't remember what it said.
What was the quote? You know it.
Nah.
Yeah, you do.
What'd you say?
I haven't even seen the piece. What does it say?
It's on Kansas.com.
I said something like it was good to bring out different sides of our personality. I think that's it, basically. I don't remember.
Well, you do remember.
No, I don't.
Did you say something anti?
No.
I read the story, but I can't remember what you said.
That's what I'm saying. It was something along those lines.
Well.
Right?
Denise Neal will be a part of our four-hour extravaganza show coming up a week from tomorrow.
So
from 2 to 6 on KFH.
Okay, do I have to come in that day or no?
Well, we'd love for you to. If you don't want to stay the full 4 hours, we're not going to make you. But if you do, that's fine.
That sounds like a two-hour show to me.
Well, we're going to do 4 hours. We want Mike Furches to come by and Denise Neal, and we want to get with some of our frequent guests and have an opportunity for callers to call in and go out in a little blaze of glory.
I will be there for the 4 hours.
You will?
Absolutely.
For all 4 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I might leave after
I'm gonna
one.
Have to,
one.
Oh, I've got to load up the timesheet before I go, right?
Well, I don't. That's up to you and Tony. If he wants to pay you.
You guys have been getting paid this whole time?
Does he pay you?
You guys get paid this whole time?
Isn't that crazy?
We better get paid.
And I come in and just... No wonder you want me to come in all the time.
You work for free.
Do you guys get paid like when I'm here and one of you are gone? Do you get those hours then? Is that how you guys have been working this for
maybe
8 years?
It's interesting. That
well
might...
played.
Thank you.
Well played.
We're thrilled.
A little disappointed in myself.
We're thrilled to get paid. We appreciate it. We've appreciated that throughout the years and the opportunity to do this.
We're very happy.
Why are you looking at your phone?
Because I was looking at breaking news.
Do we have something?
No.
The Cardinals have taken my heart and stomped on it.
Are the Cardinals still in the MLB? I haven't heard nothing about them.
You'd have a hard time knowing it.
I just kind of checked.
What's going
news
on
here
with
and there?
Them, Jeff?
And nothing.
I don't know. I was. Do you follow the MLB executive burner account?
No.
It's supposedly a guy who worked in a front office somewhere, and he was. He seems fairly knowledgeable. I'm not going to say he's legit or not. I don't know, but he said this is Chaim Bloom's doing. This isn't a Mozeliak thing. This is Chaim Bloom taking the enjoyment out of fandom that he's done with other organizations as well. Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's...
Didn't he do a whole lot in Boston and Tampa?
He was in Pittsburgh for a while, wasn't he?
No, he's been in Tampa and Boston.
Who am I thinking of? Ben Charrington that was in Boston and Pittsburgh. I don't know. I don't know if he did a lot of it.
And he built a great farm system in both places.
Yeah, I have no reason for you to be discouraged, but I was just interested in that because it feels like Chaim Bloom.
That seems like a guy trying to have a hot take.
Yeah, he had some other weird stuff yesterday too.
That's a guy trying to get noticed, and I don't happen to agree with it. I certainly hope it's not the case.
I don't think he's trying to get noticed. I mean, he puts stuff out pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And yesterday.
Trying to get noticed.
And yesterday it was in a barrage of different takes.
Who'd the Royals bring in?
Carlos Estevez.
Great pickup. You put him and Lucas Ursig at the back of your bullpen, and you've got something. I'll tell you, this guy, Piccolo, is good.
Piccolo.
I don't care what his name is. He's good.
He is fine, I guess.
They're good. Look what they've done, man.
Good for them. I'm happy for every Royals fan out there. They've had a decent...
This isn't like they signed Sandy Koufax, but this was one of the top arms out there in terms of late-inning people.
Yeah, I'm not poo-pooing, as you like to say, the move. It's a good move. It's a shrewd move. And the Royals' bullpen gets more dangerous.
What did the Guardians have that no one else had last year? A deep and resilient bullpen.
And it'll be...
And the Royals are going to have that this year.
Not as good.
A better offense.
Not as good as the Guardians'
bullpen.
And a
better starting rotation.
The Guardians' bullpen is just churning out people, and you haven't even seen the half of it yet. We got guys coming up that are might even be as good or better than the some we have.
You're making him laugh again.
You guys, the Guardians, and you... Like, literally 6 months ago, you couldn't stand them, and they're right. No, they're not that good. Right.
What are you talking about?
And then now they're turning people out like you wouldn't believe, and we're going to be so good. Blah, blah, blah. Like, well, here you go again. Roller coaster.
It's not a roller
Where
coaster.
Where am I at on this with you? Where am I?
When have I ever said the bullpen wasn't a strength? Or that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never said that. The bullpen's fantastic, and it seems like we'll have more depth this year than previous years, even last year.
And listen, I like the Guardians. I'm just saying that when you have the Royals now, and you have the Twins, and you have the
Tigers, they've made some moves.
That division's going to be tough.
There's not a ton separating
teams in the playoffs last year.
There's not a ton separating any of those teams.
There's not.
That's why they all kind of finished bunched up last year. Twins fell off a little late, but that was a good division. And it wasn't just because they got to beat up on the White Sox.
And I'll tell you, the team that's coming in the National League Central, you can talk about your Brewers, you can talk about your Cubs. You better talk about the Cincinnati Reds, because they're going to be a load. They've beefed up their bullpen. They've got young starting pitching. They brought in Brady Singer. Man, they worry the heck out of me.
Why?
Because they're going to be good.
Yeah, we'll see.
They brought in Terry Francona.
Never heard of him, to be honest.
You haven't?
No.
Are you still upset that he's not with you?
I'm not upset, but, man, if you're going to walk away, then walk away.
He did.
Don't go and manage somebody else and turn your back on us and betray. He didn't refuel. He's going to miss.
What do you mean betray? Maybe
he's going to miss 60 games this year with a leg injury or something. What if I
kind of walk away here for a year and come back next year rejuvenated with a brand new team?
Who's your team going to be? Good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be something?
Good luck
with
that.
That would be something.
We might as well start to float that little...
Who's your co-host?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Name some names.
I don't have one picked out yet.
Are we just overflowing with radio talent here in the Wichita market?
I got a couple people in mind.
I'm thinking about doing a show with Kevin Jenks.
Really?
Sure.
On what station?
Oh, this one?
Now, why aren't you laughing at that?
I don't know.
Dude is more than welcome.
No offense
to
Kevin Jenks.
Be a part of the show.
I'd rather watch paint dry than listen.
Kevin Jenks could be a good personality on the radio.
Really?
Yeah, I talked with him yesterday.
Well, interesting.
By the way, speaking of which, Kyle Lindstedt will be on the show on Tuesday.
Why are we getting Kyle Lindstedt?
Because they're bringing the Heartland Classic here or whatever.
Oh, so that's what you talked about?
No, he called for other reasons.
Uh-oh, what are the other reasons?
He wanted the dirt.
Oh.
Uh-oh, what do you mean?
He wanted the dirt on the end of the show.
There's no dirt.
There's not much dirt.
There's no dirt unless they pile it on me in a year or two.
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. You just spent all your money on the house. Like,
plus
you got to stick
I'm
around for a
back
while.
Next year with a new host.
I wonder who that's going to be. I can't wait to see.
All right.
That'll be fun. I can't wait. I'm going to be listening and be like,
me too.
Max, are you playing music? I thought I heard music. I didn't think it was time for a break yet.
Who knows?
Maybe Max is just sick of hearing this stuff.
I would be. Dude, if you
if
you come up with a game today, I'll come up with a game tomorrow.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I got it.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be unbelievable. And the best thing is, it'll be like what I think. So, like, you'll give answers.
You're a judge in this game?
And whether or not I decide it's right.
So you're judging as well as asking.
Yeah, and I'm basically decide if the answer is right or not.
So it's not a black and white answer.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's my it's me and my brain knowing the right answer.
But it's not necessarily fact-based.
Oh, of course it's fact-based.
This is very
I can't wait. This is going to be great. Oh, it's going to be outstanding.
Everyone's excited.
You guys just, sounds like a lot of fun.
Doesn't it?
Sure.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it. Don't you kids worry about it.
I think my blood sugar's dropping. You want to have a cracker or something?
Why? Do you have a blood sugar issue?
I don't think so, but I haven't eaten today, and it's getting to me a little bit. You guys got something here I can snack on?
You know, we were talking about the Rockets yesterday. I was talking to somebody about the Rockets. They are, have you seen them? They're really, really good.
Well, Amen Thompson has taken a leap over the last couple of weeks or so.
But we were talking about Fred VanVleet, who's the floor leader of that team. And you look at his stats and you say, oh, he's only shooting 39%, 35% from 3-point, averaging 15 points a game. But he's been so dynamic in all those other ways. 6 assists per game, gets some rebounds, steals. And guess what Fred VanVleet's making this year?
$35
million. 17.
42.
Well, add them together.
Signed through next year. Next year he'll make $44 million per year.
Do you think he'll be on our show again?
Got during 7 days.
During that four-hour extravaganza.
Isn't that something, though?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That's crazy.
Jason and I don't have that kind of money.
All right, we'll be back with one more hour of the Bob and Jeff Show with Jason Duda. Stay with us.
Showtime.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
You seem to know all the players in this poorly acted farce. What do they call that one?
Bob Lutz.
If you're too cheap to buy the NFL Sunday ticket, then what you do is you go to a bar.
Woohoo!
Jeff Lutz.
Go find a bar. I'm going to sit in a bar, which I never go to.
It's not realistic. It's crazy.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
What am I supposed to do?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us on a Thursday. Jason Duda is going to give us a game here in a moment. Any news on what you're hearing with the Eagles? I see you have your Eagles hoodie on.
Yeah.
Is there any
not really
kind of an update?
Not really. Are they still playing? They still going?
Yeah.
They cancel any shows?
They're at the Sphere.
Added any? They're still out there.
They don't cancel any shows. They got a new lead guitarist. That's it.
Is that bad?
No. He's been fine, from what I can tell.
Well, as long as you know.
I wish the Sphere was closer. I'd probably try to go.
It's pretty far, but you know, you can get there.
In 2 hours, you can get there on a plane.
Yeah, I don't fly. I'm not flying. I'm a driver solely for the rest of my being, unless it's an emergency.
Yeah, I hear
you. I got to get somewhere. Like if Jeff got sick and I had to fly out to Andale, I'd probably do it.
Well, I'll be quicker than driving.
Why do I have to be sick?
Huh?
Why is that the theoretical instance?
Well, I said an emergency.
What he's saying is basically he's not flying unless it's important to him, and the only thing that's important to him is Jeff.
Okay, well, when you put it like that, it sounds a lot better.
You like that better?
But well, I don't want to get sick.
No, I know, but
well,
that's
but I'll fly
what he's
out
saying.
There if you do.
Thank you.
And nobody else or nothing else though.
You can drive if you want. If I'm sick, I'll probably
be quicker.
You could come pick him up, probably.
Yeah, I'll probably be at a
maybe
closer.
Have Shannon come and get me.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, Max. It is
time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, we're going to play a game here on the Bob and Jeff Show.
a Thursday game. No picks today. We'll do picks tomorrow as Duda tries to hold on to the hard-charging me. What's the game today?
Well, we're going to do a top 10 list. It's going to be countries in the world, and we'll jump into different categories.
It's not going to be countries in the universe. It's going to be countries in the world.
In the world. It could be in the universe if I decide it, because it's my game.
Countries on Neptune.
Name one. Bonus point.
Pokey McGillicuddy.
You are correct. 1-0. You want to try?
Let's go. What's the first category?
First category. Largest countries by landmass.
All right. I get to go first.
Sure.
Australia.
Australia is number 6.
Canada.
Canada is number 2.
There you go. This is now it gets a little more difficult. The USA.
He always says that when he doesn't know.
USA is number 4.
Russia.
Number 1.
There you go. Boy, now it gets really tough.
So you guys have got 1, 2, 4, and 6 of you've answered.
Landmass, huh?
Landmass.
Ooh, baby.
Total area.
Some big countries out there.
There are some big countries out there. Why can't I think of one of them?
That's tough.
Antarctica.
No.
Really?
That's not a country.
That's a continent.
Well, it's a country.
No, it's not.
It's a continent and a country.
I got to feel like China's up there.
China's number 3, yes.
Who has gotten 1, 2, and 3 in this game so far?
That would be Jeffrey.
Perfect.
Next for me, huh?
Bob has 4 and 6. There's still number 5, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10. Some of these are
India.
Tough. India was one I would have got. That's number 7.
Are we still going?
Yeah,
we're going.
Yeah, what do you mean? You didn't just win.
Well, what's the score?
It's 4-3 you.
I have
3-2.
3-3 now.
Because you're
3-3, but
second.
He's in the bottom of the fourth.
Top 10. How about Brazil?
Number 5.
Doggone, that was my next one.
Oh, sure I bet it was. These last three, tough. I don't know if I would have got these three, but maybe that one.
Oh, is there anything in Africa? Gosh darn. I don't think
might that... be on the right path, but he might not.
I don't think that's right. Mexico.
Mexico's 14.
Dang.
Jeff, you want another
Jeff
shot
wins.
At 8, 9, or 10?
Not really. Let me say Nigeria.
He should lose just for that.
I don't know. I was thinking of an African country.
They're not even on there. Number 8 is Argentina. Number 9 is Kazakhstan. And number 10 is Algeria.
Never considered.
That's what
any
I meant.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking Algeria. That makes a lot of sense.
All right,
next category.
Jeff wins that one. This one.
And Jeff goes first.
This one is a bonus question if you get it right. And this is top 10 countries by population.
Okay.
Jeff goes first.
China.
And if you get one and then you can guess the population within 10%, you get a bonus point. China is correct. It's number 2.
1.6 billion.
That's going to take
It's going to
take
1.41. So you just off by about 3%. But good guess.
Thanks.
Is that number 1?
That was number 2.
India.
India is number 1.
1.8 billion.
It's 1.45. So you do not get the bonus point.
Darn it.
1-1.
The United States of America.
You are correct.
338 million, I think. 339 million.
345 million.
Did I get it?
You do get the bonus point.
Okay, good.
Darn it!
I thought one of you would go after the states first because you probably had a good shot at the bonus.
Now it gets tough.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Canada's not on here.
Well, I didn't think it was.
I know you guys wanted to say it, but it's
so badly.
It's not on.
Nobody wants to live there.
What?
I'll say
Russia.
Russia is number 9.
270 million.
144 million.
Ooh, that's all?
Yep.
Interesting.
All right, Jeff.
Australia?
No.
All right.
Ooh.
10 million.
Ooh.
No, you don't get a bonus.
I know.
Australia is actually 55th. Australia has less than Canada.
Well, I don't know who's in Australia.
26 million.
All right.
I should have thought it out a little bit more.
Let me think here for a second.
All right, so you guys have got India, China, and the United States, and Russia. So you got 1, 2, 3, and 9.
I'll say Brazil.
Brazil, number 7. You've tied it up at 3. You can go ahead with the bonus point.
What rank was Russia?
7.
And Brazil's what?
Russia was 9.
Russia was 9. Brazil is 7.
115 million.
211.
What? I thought Brazil
was 7.
Had 144 million.
They did. And Brazil's 7th. Russia's 9th.
Right. So Brazil
would have more.
Brazil would have more
people. Go ahead.
There's
Tied up.
There's a country down there by China and India that has a lot of people, and I want to say that it's Bangladesh.
That's so bad.
You are correct.
He is?
Number 8, Bangladesh.
And that has 118 million people.
173 million people.
Ah, shoot.
So you got 1, 2, you got the 4, 5, 6, and 10.
This is hard.
Spots left. Yeah, this is a little difficult once you get past them. But you guys are both thinking right over there in that
this
area.
Is hard. Japan.
Japan's 12.
Ah.
Just on the outskirts.
Oh,
on the outskirts.
That kills me.
Jeff.
I don't think it's probably right, but I'll say Vietnam.
No, that's 16th. One more round because you guys are tied. We got to try to get a winner. So we'll try at least one more round.
This is really, really hard.
It's difficult.
Countries with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina.
No.
What countries have we said correctly?
India 1, China 2, United States 3, Brazil 7, Bangladesh 8, Russia 9.
Oh, my goodness.
You're missing 4, 5, 6, and 10.
Oh, I know one.
Darn it. Well, we'll go one more round if Jeff doesn't get this.
I think I know one.
Actually, it's my game. We're going one more round.
I may not know one.
Well, you might not, but we'll see.
You say it's over in that part of the country.
Well, it's obviously.
So I don't know how many people this has. It might have 10 people.
Not there.
But it's the only country I can think of in that part of the country, which is Cambodia.
No.
No.
That's.
It just said over there. It wasn't like the neighbors.
Well.
There's lots over there.
Iran.
Oh, 17. Jeff, this is the last shot in this category.
Aren't we going to keep going?
We got to keep going. We got to get a winner. We got to have a winner.
Mexico.
No, I already guessed Mexico.
No, you did. Mexico's 11.
Gosh!
Right on the outside.
I didn't guess
the
Mexico.
The other game, you guessed Mexico.
Oh.
11.
Too bad, Jeff. Boy, this gets... this is just ridiculous.
I could give you a hint, but it would be too easy.
No hint.
Wouldn't be fair.
Sure wouldn't.
I don't think this is right, but I know a lot of people live there, and it's a European country. England.
No, that's 21.
Good grief. Where are all these people living?
And the number 4, I'll give you. No, I can't give you.
Jeff,
can't do that. Okay.
France.
No.
France.
You said England. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's more people in England.
They're 23rd.
Well, France. That's close. All right, last round.
No, we get a winner.
Yeah, we got to try to find a winner here.
I don't think.
Although you guys might not. I thought one of you would get the one.
Trying to think. Obviously, nothing in Europe. Oh, please be right. Could it possibly be Germany?
No.
What?
Germany's 19th.
What? You?
Taiwan.
No. Taiwan? Taiwan's got 11 guys over there.
I don't know what's in Taiwan.
It's the size of New York.
No, there's a lot of people in New York.
They got some people, but Taiwan?
No, I can't even find them on here.
Fine.
All right. 60th.
That's not bad.
All right, here's one.
Okay.
South Korea.
It's incorrect.
What? Okay.
29. They're 29.
Miss yours, Jeff, and let's get
This is good. I like this. You guys are thinking.
South Africa.
No.
No. What if I said to you guys.
All right, give us a hint.
What if I said to you guys running? As a hint.
Running?
Really?
Runners.
Oh, Kenya?
No.
Well, that's
what?
That's where the runners are.
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
That's number 10.
All right, but Kenya's where the runners
are. Yeah, what are you? That's
Ethiopia
the worst.
Ethiopia has lots of runners, too.
I've never heard
does,
it.
But Kenya.
Well, Kenya's, yeah, they're really good. But
Kenya's the most runners.
Okay, number 4, Indonesia.
Oh, that's kind of what I was thinking of over there.
283 million. Yeah. Number 5.
I always think of Indonesia. I don't know. Go
Pakistan,
next.
251.
Should have gotten Pakistan.
Nigeria.
Wouldn't ever gotten.
Told you Nigeria. Didn't I say that?
No, you didn't say that.
All right.
Good effort.
Okay. What's the next category?
Next category. Let me see. I don't know. I got to make sure that this is the right one because if not.
Doggone it.
Okay.
Indonesia. I got to remember them. I sell them short every time.
Okay, this is by Forbes as of April of 2024. Countries with the most billionaires.
Countries with the most
billionaires. Billionaires.
I get to go first.
And again,
as
bonus
of what
point,
year?
As of April of 2024.
Okay.
So basically of last year.
Well, the U.S.
Yeah, and if you're within 10%, you get a bonus point.
U.S.
Yep.
Has... how many billionaires?
How many billionaires?
What number are they on the rankings? Number
US
one?
This is number one.
They have 3,400 billionaires.
813.
Yeah, there's no context for this whatsoever.
Well, don't make fun of my picks until you make one.
No, I'm saying I wasn't making fun. Like, anyone know how many billionaires there are?
You don't really, but you
China.
Exactly. Number two.
They have... How many did U.S. have?
813.
China has 739.
China has 406.
Darn it.
Russia.
Russia, number 5.
With how many China have?
China was 2 at 406.
211.
120.
Dang, man, we're falling off quick.
There's a lot of money over there. It's probably just tied up in the... political side, but I'll say Saudi Arabia.
They are not in the top 10.
Yeah.
What's that other country over there? Qatar.
No, they are not in the top 10.
There's another one.
Qatar?
The problem is that it's only a few people that have it all over there.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Qatar has 2.
Really?
Well, they're trillionaires. That's probably why.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of billionaires in India. But there's a lot of people. Let's give it a shot. India.
India is number 3.
Of course there's a lot of billionaires in India.
Yeah. 89.
200.
India's a rich country. It's got a lot of people, but
it's got a lot of rich stuff.
Let's see. Am I next?
You are next. You've got the United States, China, India, and Russia. So you've already picked 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Hmm. This gets really difficult now. I'll probably miss here, but I'll say Japan.
You did miss. Japan is not on
the list. That's just ridiculous.
They're 15th.
Well, Shohei Ohtani himself should be.
It's a lot. He's got a lot of money, but he doesn't, I don't think, have a billion yet.
Yeah, exactly.
He might.
He hasn't got it all from the Dodgers yet. So
no, he's $2 million a year with the Dodgers right now.
Yeah.
Funny. Well, it's true.
I know, but it is funny.
How about the great country of Germany?
Germany is number four.
Really?
Yep. Number four.
They have 166 billionaires.
Very close. 132. You're just off. No bonus point.
Ah, darn.
So you got one, two, you've already picked one, two, three, four, five. That's it.
Just the top five.
You got the top five.
It gets tough now. I don't think that, where are the oligarchs at? Where Iran?
No.
You got to be kidding.
There's none of those in the top 10. I mean, they're on here, but they're not in the top 10.
What about the lovely country of Egypt?
No. Can't even find them. Egypt is 44th.
Surely there's a lot of rich people.
Six billionaires in Egypt.
Surely there's a lot of rich people in England.
The United Kingdom is number 10.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
85.
55.
Dang it.
So Europe is, how about Italy?
Italy is number 6.
You got to be.
Number 6.
112.
73.
Didn't the number 10 country just have 85?
Number 10 had 55.
What's not been guessed?
He said yet? 85.
What's not been guessed yet?
Number 7, and then there's a tie for 8th.
Number 7 and a tie for 8th. I would think that Australia...
And you guys will never get the one. I know you won't.
I would think that Australia would have some billionaires. No?
Australia? They are 13th.
Dang, man.
How about we go into, we dip into Scandinavia?
No.
And we dip right out.
No, no.
What?
No, go.
No, he said nice.
Well, are you giving him hints?
I didn't give him hints, but we both did the same thing at the same time.
We'll dip out of Scandinavia and head over to.
Well, that's not fair.
There's only three left.
You sure there's no Scandinavia?
No.
South Africa.
No. They're not even on.
No. A resounding no. Let's see here. There's no way.
What?
There's no way I can guess this.
All right, we done?
Yeah.
Okay, number 7, Brazil.
Okay, that makes sense.
Hong Kong.
Makes sense.
And so disappointed in you guys.
Canada?
Canada.
Wow.
Tied for 8th.
You guys got some wealth 67. Up there?
Look, name at a all billionaire the oil in
Canada.
Stuff. Oh, I wouldn't be able to name them.
Not even one?
Speaking of that.
All right. Max, are we good on time? Or?
Oh, we have all the time in the world.
Yeah, we can go as long as
Let's
we want.
Let's take a break and we'll come back and continue.
All right. I got two more left.
So there you go.
Shorter segment. Perfect.
Time for a break. You're listening to The Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, here's where I would dispute Max in his one and done. Steve Earle, Copperhead Road. Great song, but Steve Earle.
I know that one.
Steve Earle did some things.
What else did he do?
Copperhead Avenue.
So it's and, anything with Copperhead.
And Copperhead Street. Ball big hits.
Not as good as Copperhead Road.
All right. We continue with Jason's game. What's our next category?
Well, speaking of the billionaires, the top 10 richest people.
And Guitar Town.
You should know.
In the world?
In the world. But let's be honest. If most of the billionaires are from the States, figure it out.
I go first.
I think it's my turn to go first. Jeff Bezos.
Number two.
Elon Musk.
Number one.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Number four.
That's about all. Warren Buffett.
Number eight.
Bill Gates.
He's not on the top 10.
Uh-oh.
That's a problem.
Who's that guy for Apple? Oh, God. Allen, something Allen.
Not according to this, and this was as of January 1, 2025.
It's Tim something.
He's not. There's no Tim on here.
Okay, it's not Tim something.
I'll give you guys a couple more picks, and then I'll give you some hints.
The king of Saudi Arabia.
Well, get his name.
King Al-Shaman.
No, see, the problem with that is that it's all family. So it's not all those guys over there. It's all family money, so it's not like one person. So there's nobody like that on here, just so you know.
Sure. All right, I'll take a guess.
Okay.
Charles Koch.
No, he is not on here. All these people have between, well, like it says, stock prices fluctuate, so it makes a big difference daily. But they're all between 110 and 200 billion.
I don't know.
How about this? What if I said to you, the CEO and chairman of LVMH, luxury company group, includes Louis Vuitton, Christian Dior, and Tiffany Company? I don't know if you'll know that one.
No.
That's Bernard Arnault.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
But you should know this one. He's also a former Microsoft executive.
Bill Gates.
Who owns a professional sports franchise in the States.
Which one?
Well, he...
Well, I can't give you that.
It's like, it's that group with the 76ers.
What would you say this list?
Harris?
No, he owns the Portland...
Steve Ballmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he owns Las Vegas.
I can't remember which one he owns. It doesn't say.
No, he owns the Clippers.
The Clippers, that's it.
So
there's
what
former...
did you say this all falls within?
Oh, it's...
What?
There's a few...
No, the number of dollars. What's number 10 on this list? How many billions of dollars?
Let me see. According to...
No, I forget according. What's on your list?
114 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Who owns Tony Khan?
No. Number 10.
Shot Khan?
Who's the guy that owns AEW?
It's Tony Khan, but it's his dad's money, Shad Khan.
Google executives on here.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
I don't know if you'll know them or not.
I will know the head guy, but I can't think of his name. And he's not as famous as some others.
No.
The Starbucks guy.
A lot of those guys are a lot more famous.
No, Starbucks
isn't on here.
Come on, give me a break.
That's
Coffee?
Who you're thinking of, the Portland
also, I'll
guy.
I'll give you guys another hint. The co-founder of Oracle. If that helps you.
John Oracle.
Well, it's probably the guy who owns the Warriors. What's his name? Can I look it up?
And then there's a guy...
Steve Cohen.
No.
Dang.
The two Google execs are Larry Page, Sergey Brin.
I've heard of Larry Page. I haven't heard of
Larry him. Ellison is the co-founder of Oracle.
Joe Lacob.
Quit looking at things.
What's wrong? I just couldn't think of the guy. Peter Goober.
Goober? Does he know Pokey McGilvery?
Does he?
What's Peter Gilbert on?
Peter Goober, he's part of the ownership group of the Warriors. But,
nah. Who are the others?
That was it. I just gave them all to you.
Yeah, next. Go to.
I don't know if I got any more.
Other than,
I literally just put this together, so calm down.
Do something other than billionaires.
Population, largest.
Yeah, I'm tired of billionaires.
Top 10 countries with the most beautiful women.
Really?
Yeah. United.
Well, who judges that?
I do. Well, I'll just go off of what they have here.
What's your source?
Well, now I got to go find the source because I just clicked on. Oh,
well, let's
crap.
Do it. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, it's just for fun anyway.
This is so sexist.
See if you guys can get. That's what I was worried. That's exactly why. Yeah, I don't know.
According to who? I'd need to know that.
Well, let me see. I don't know who that is.
Let's just try it.
Okay.
All right, I'll go.
U.S. News and World.
All right, I'll go first.
These. Well, just a second. Now it's.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Crying out loud.
Jeez.
Are you ready or not? I mean, we got a listening audience.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
At least there's a rumor.
According to.
U.S. News and World Report?
Yep.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Brazil.
Number one. Brazil.
That makes sense. How about the United States of America?
They are not on the list.
Well, that's crazy.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I've seen
American
agree.
Women. I tell your wife that when you get home.
I know. I don't see Canada on here either.
Wow. Number two. Well, I don't know if it's number two, but I'd have to say Italy.
Italy's on there. Italy is number two.
Oh, do I know my beautiful women?
Australia.
Wow.
Well done. Australia. I thought they'd be on here. I don't think they are.
Really?
Because of Rhea Ripley?
Is
that's
she
a terrible guy.
No, because there are beautiful women in Australia.
Well, apparently I know where
agree.
The...
I would agree, but they are not on here.
Not on the list.
No.
Well, Russia.
Yeah, why isn't Russia on here? I don't like this one.
Well, how can Russia not be on
there? I know. And the last one I was on had them on there and Australia. I don't like this list.
I don't like it. I don't like this one little bit.
Next.
Let's see. Yeah, see, Russia, Brazil.
Italy.
Italy. Those were the top three. That's the one I was on to start with.
Okay, well, I've got the top three.
Well, Matt, fine, you won. Next category.
No, I want to...
Greece, France.
Greece.
No, slow down.
Okay, Greece.
Play the game.
France.
Don't cheat.
Greece and France?
No, you said France?
No, I said Greece.
Okay, that's too bad. They're not on there.
France.
You just said they were.
France is number 10. No, I didn't. I was
you
reading.
Said they were.
I didn't say they were.
Tell me he didn't say
you said
did.
Greece and France, and I said yeah.
Nope.
Because one of them
so
was
I get
on
France.
4-0. 4-0.
Korea.
They're 11th.
No offense. We got some.
They're 11th on the list.
We got some beautiful
Have you
women
seen
over.
K-pop?
We got some beautiful women over there, but I... let's see. I get my life. If I can go 5 for 5, I win the whole day. let's see here.
Just because,
of course he does.
Sure.
I would say, I would say Argentina.
Argentina's 5th.
I mean, I got the top 5, dude.
Good job. All right, next.
How good?
Next. How many of these do you think I could do in like 6 minutes?
Enough.
You know what?
What?
This is a complete compliment. Obviously, I know beautiful women when I see
Colombia
them.
Colombia
was a big,
on there.
Big thing
Colombia,
for my wife.
Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden should be on there.
Australia. And that was it.
Thank you. I said Australia. So that game is thrown out because you didn't have a correct list.
Well, I got 5 for 5.
I
said France and Australia.
By the way, according to this, Charles Koch, as of February 2024, ranked as the 23rd richest man in the world with $64.9 billion.
Hmm.
So there you go.
It's a lot.
I'd take the 0.9, be happy.
Yeah, 900 million, I'd be cool with that.
That would be nice.
Crazy number. Those are crazy numbers.
All right, there you go. Good games. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Well, I don't got any other ones right now. We went through them all.
You don't got any?
I ain't got none. I ain't got none, guys. Who are those guys?
Max, cue that back up for Duda. Because if you haven't heard this song, Brother Louie, here we go. We're going to play a little bit of it for you. Jeff, get your headphones on.
I don't want to.
You don't like this song? Listen to this.
It's fine.
Wait till we get to the vocal.
Are they going
to
do anything?
No, yes.
The song.
Here we go.
Louie, 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 Louie.
Great
right,
song.
Right, Misty?
I'm going to say this unequivocally.
I'll agree, I guess.
You
I
have
don't know.
The worst voice I've ever heard. I'm just going there.
You're dumb.
I'm tired of it.
You're dumb.
I've had it. I'm tired of you derailing this show.
You're dumb.
With your screeching.
Screech.
It's so easy to irritate you, though.
With that voice.
Yo, I do it on purpose.
Oh, and all these years I thought that was your actual voice.
Yeah, you can think whatever you want.
Well, I didn't know.
And that's fantastic.
That's
for
all
you.
I've heard. So what am I supposed to go with?
See, even Duda's.
It's fantastic.
If I go
for
by
you.
Just that, then I'd be like, oh, boy. But if
and
you're
you
now.
Sing. Let's hear you.
Oh,
Mr.
No,
Impressive.
I don't pretend to be a singer.
I don't pretend Louie, to be a singer.
Louie, Louie, Louie.
God.
There's a.
I mean, do you not know how bad that
Louie,
don't Jeff, answer me. Do you know how bad that is?
You do it. Let's hear you.
I don't do it.
Right.
That song's not in my range.
It's in my range. I hit it fine.
Oh my God.
I got
Look
it just
at Misty.
I got it just fine.
She
I don't know
away.
What you guys are thinking.
It's okay, Misty. I mean, I've never seen her this rattled.
I don't know what you're thinking, but I do it just fine.
I don't know, man. Duda, give us a once and for all.
What?
You think Jeff's a good singer?
Not from what I just heard.
You've never heard me sing.
That's what I said. That's from not from
you're
what I just
heard. Absolute moron.
Not from what
whiskey
I
weather.
Just heard.
Oh, I'm going to throw on my whiskey
why
weather
is,
shirt.
Why are you lashing out at what he's wearing?
What's wrong with the whiskey weather shirt?
I don't
because
like it.
Because you can't handle it doesn't mean that you have to
I don't
knock
drink
it.
Whiskey.
I asked him a question. Up. He gave us an answer.
I didn't. What do you want me to say? From what I've heard, which is just today.
My wife said just
what
last,
am I supposed
just,
to do?
Two nights ago that my singing was wonderful.
Here's what where your wife is with you. She'll say anything to get you to stop.
Ooh,
so telling me I'm singing.
That's just
so
mean.
Telling me I'm good at singing will get me to stop. That
so
find the logic in that.
Can you imagine that exchange? Hey Shannon, listen. Do you think that's
good?
I'll
call her Shannon. What kind of weird relationship is this?
You think that's good? You think well? What do you call her?
Hey Shannon, come here, Shannon.
Well, what did you call her?
Stuff, other stuff.
Honey. Hey, honey.
Stuff.
Usually call it girl.
Hey, girl.
What's hey, up, girl?
You think I can sing well? Sure, Jeff. Whatever.
No, she said you sound really good.
Yeah, you're good. Now can we?
I'll take you on in a contest anytime.
Whoa. I want to see this. When are we going to have this contest?
Anytime.
It's not worth my time.
Oh, it's not?
Anytime. You're scared.
I think Jeff could hold his own.
Really?
Yep. You are scared.
Did you not see me singing Peaceful, Easy Feeling?
No.
You really didn't. You didn't see the video of it.
No,
Dia didn't show it to you.
No.
Well, I'm shocked at your wife.
Why?
That she wouldn't show you that.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but I didn't see it. Do I need to like go back and try to find? Is it on YouTube?
It should be.
I wonder how many hits does it have?
Millions.
Six. Does it really? That's great.
It got several hundred.
That's fantastic. I think that's great.
What are you looking for, Jeff? My
Nothing.
Oh, you're looking for my...
No, I'm not. I'm just reading stuff.
Do you have one on here?
You're looking for my song, aren't
no,
you?
No, I could not care less about your song.
Jeff.
What?
It's all right.
Don't care about anybody's song.
Nobody's? What if I was singing a song? Would you go and listen?
Why are you getting bitter on us?
No bitter.
What happened?
I'm very happy with everybody.
Did you get upset?
Well, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Well,
whiskey weather.
That's right. Oh, God.
Talking about you
one
singing.
Of those sounds so good.
I have karaoke,
nice whiskey
Bob.
Right now.
Okay, what, Mac?
I have Peaceful, Easy Feeling in karaoke right now. I can get any karaoke song
no, I don't
you guys
want to do
want.
It right
Let's
now.
Let's go.
I'm not in the mood.
Put it up.
I'm just not in the mood.
I'll back you up.
I'm not singing right now.
Well, then don't.
I'm in the midst of a Facebook argument with some idiot.
He doesn't have a hand in his pocket, so he can't sing right now.
Oh, there you go.
What? He's standing over there looking around, my hands in my pocket. Oh, all shucks with his stage presence.
Maybe that's his comfort zone.
Must be.
Let me show you Jeff. You want me to play yours?
No, I don't want you
no,
to.
I'm going
his
to.
What? Play his what?
Jeff's
that
like,
was for public consumption.
Well, that's what this is.
Well, this is
this
public.
Isn't public.
Here we go. You want to hear this? Duda?
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I got to find it.
Okay, well, yeah, we got time then.
Yeah, well,
sure.
This is a good radio.
That was fantastic. I mean, everybody's on the edge of their seats in their car right now driving home.
It doesn't get any better than what we're doing here. Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Are you good with this, Jeff?
Whatever, man. If you feel like this is what you need to do, then...
Now,
listen.
Now, he's doing that to a recording with Don Henley singing.
What was that for? Just like you just decided
to send it to Pops. Here's my submission.
That's not your submission. You're doing it in concert with Don Henley.
When did you do this?
You only heard me.
No, I heard Don Henley.
No, you didn't. And
so that's a coward's way out.
I sing along with a song.
I didn't tell Richard and Karen Crossan, yeah, I'll sing Peaceful Easy Feeling.
I can sing Lila.
Only if we play the song
a couple. Well, I don't have a Lila band out there that I can put in. And I don't see Jason saying that was awful either, because it's pretty good. I sing Lila pretty well. And, you know, go drink your little stupid whiskey.
Why are you lashing out at Duda?
Because I don't like the look on his face.
Sitting here. No, what are you doing? If you're comfortable and you think it's good, why would you worry about what everybody else thinks?
I don't worry, but I don't like.
Well, then there you go.
Put your hat back on. You're making me angry.
I love it.
I don't know why you're upset with him.
I don't know either.
Because I didn't like the look on his face.
He really hasn't stated a strong opinion on your singing. I'm the one that did.
Yeah, that's not the worst voice you've ever heard.
And it's not the worst voice you've ever heard.
Not the worst. I've got an ailing crow.
I've got an ailing crow.
That nests close to here.
That's nesting over there.
So that might be the worst.
It
was pretty good, Jeff.
Thank you.
I just don't get why you're so defensive.
Because I am not a bad singer. And I don't like that
portrayal.
Maybe
it was the acoustics. Maybe that's what it was. It wasn't right for you right there.
There you go. That's
maybe it.
That's a good way of putting it.
That's what I would say. I can tell because I'm really good at singing.
Sure.
That you might have some talent, but you got to have the right. You got to be in the right area. You can't just do it on a Facebook thingy, whatever that was.
Either of your kids sing?
Avery can sing. Avery sings at church.
Well, there you go.
Jackson, no.
No?
No. Avery got it from me. Jackson got it from mom. That's just the way it is.
No doubt.
There is no doubt.
No, absolutely.
There's not. No, no question.
No one's ever heard you sing, but we're sure you're very good at it.
Oh, it's something else, but it's something I keep to myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My dog seems...
Some things I got to keep to myself.
This isn't a show where we keep things to ourselves.
My dog seems restless. Up and down.
Well, she heard my singing and wanted more.
Well, that...
Or she came to find out who was dying down there.
Who came to find out there just dying down there?
Digging in the carpet expecting a carcass over there.
You set it up. Like, if you're going to set it up like that, we're going to knock it down.
I'm going to knock you down after the show.
Oh, finally.
You give me a setup like that, I'm going. I'm going for the
game on.
Neither of you can set up. That's the big problem.
Can't set up.
Yeah, look at you. You're falling over.
Boy, you get angry so easily.
You get upset here. I don't know why. I don't know why you're lashing out at me.
Yeah, who knows why?
Of all the people,
you've been insulting me the last 10 years.
You know I can't handle it.
If you think you're a good singer and your wife thinks
you're a
good
singer. I'm not a bad singer. I didn't say I'm over here inking record deals. But this portrayal that I was just hopeless as a singer is inaccurate.
Well, then quit singing bad.
I'm not.
That Louie, of course you sang bad.
Who can hit that note? I came as close as anyone, even you.
Humanly possible. I think you did
great.
It's
falsetto. My falsetto isn't good.
What's a falsetto?
Well, then why try it?
You're right. I'll agree. You didn't hit that well.
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
you just said you didn't.
It's high notes.
Look at him wanting to sing again.
Go ahead. Throw something else out.
No.
Yeah,
I quit the show. You guys, good luck the next six.
I mean, good grief,
I quit.
Oh, Jeff, don't do that.
Misty,
don't be that
way. I quit.
You're a bigger person than that.
And I'm not going to be over for the Rumble.
Oh, really?
What do you mean, be over for the Rumble?
Exactly.
You guys getting into a fight?
Royal Rumble, Saturday.
That's too bad we never found what that $25 bet was about.
It wasn't $25. It was pizza.
Pizza?
You know, it is what it is.
All right. We have come to the very end of the show.
Say it ain't so.
Heartbreakingly so. We'll be back tomorrow. Jason Duda will join us again. Don't forget, a week from tomorrow, our final show, it'll be a four-hour extravaganza from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
I'm going to be having a nap.
Thanks to Tony Dusing for opening that up for us. See you tomorrow. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.